I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved. Saved, yes, I'm saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I'm free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out, show me the way. Sing it again. Hallelujah, I'm free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, yes, I'm saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out, show me the way. One more time. Hallelujah, I'm free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, yes, I'm saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out, show me the way.
Amen. Amen. Sister Christy, I'd like to bring you up here this, at this time.
Okay. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You may be seated.
So hope it comes out all right. It's been on my heart to do this, so enjoy it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
what the Lord has done. I remember when Sister Christy first came here, she didn't want to stand up with a group of us. Now she's getting out there. She ain't waiting on Clarice no more. She's like, no, I'm going to leave you behind. I got to get this for myself. Right, and then you got to get this for yourself. But when you get it, you'll never lose it. He said, I'll be with you, and I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. My Amen. Goodness. So many blessings in here. Oh. let's sing song 94, Meeting in the Air. Oh, go ahead, sis.
Good morning, church. Amen. Just really quickly, I wanted to black the devil's eye and get up here and let him know I'm still a child of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You've heard of little Moses in the bulrush. You have heard of fearless David and his sling. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph and of Jonah and the fish you often sing. Well, there's many, many others in that Bible. I should like to meet them all, I do declare. By and by the Lord will surely let us meet them all.
sing all together, and all the skeptics will be absent on that day. There'll be no grumblers present to disturb us, and the aching will be busy far away. There the saints will have their seals upon their foreheads. We're dressed in red and none but red some one to wear. And all who have the wedding garments will be present at that meeting in the air. For there is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I am going to meet, I'll meet you over there at that home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ears. Oh, God, on some he will be. Many things will be missing. Many things will there be missing at that meeting. Or the mourner's bench will have no place at all. There will be no sinner present to disturb us. And the sinners had refused to heed the call. A pleading prayer. All our burdens and our anguish will be lifted at that meeting in the air. For there is going to be a meeting in the air, in that sweet, sweet by and by. The sky, oh, the singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ears, will be glorious, I do declare. Oh, and God's own son, he will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. One more time. That sweet, sweet by and by. Oh, I'm going to. Oh, I'll meet you over there at that home beyond the sky. Such singing you will hear, we've never heard by mortal ear, will be glorious. Declare, oh, and God, he will be the leading one at that meeting in the air. Oh, what a reunion! What a reunion! What a reunion! They've looked for this meeting since the very beginning on the day of Pentecost. And they've been waiting, and they've been waiting. But now there's a group of people on the earth that understands that we really can have that meeting. That rapturing faith is in the earth. It's in the bride. Oh, it won't be long now. Y'all may be seated. It won't be long now. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. It's good to be able to talk about this meeting. Good to be able to be part of this meeting. Now, I ain't preaching today. I'm just telling you about it. I'm just giving you appetizers. But the main course is getting ready to come. Brother Peterson.
Yes, Lord.
Pastor Peterson from London, Ohio. I told somebody I went to London. And I had to add Ohio because they thought I went overseas. But no, this is close. This is London, Ohio. And we've been having some good times together. I've had a chance to go up and have lunch with him and just sit and talk. Sometimes you can just, you know, just talk about it together. And it's good. It's good to have him here. Now I'm going to turn it over to you, Brother Peterson. If you want singers to sing, if you want anything, you can do what you want, or you can go ahead and do what you do best. Come on, Brother Peterson. Nice to cover.
There you go. Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I've been preparing all week for this day.
Amen.
And in a book of, you don't have to go there yet, 1 Corinthians 3, that Paul said that because there was a bickering among the Corinthians, who was best? One said, I'm a Paul, and the other says, I'm Apollos. And whether you believe it or not, we have the same thing going on today. I'm a Baptist.
Yes. Well,
I'm a Methodist.
Come on.
I'm a Catholic.
Come on.
I've got the message.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
You might as
well preach. And the so-called American dream has turned into a nightmare.
Amen.
I got my own amen, so you ain't bothering me. Before I came here, I just exhorted, but now I want to lay down something. And so Paul said, I planted, and Apollos watered. But that didn't mean nothing. He said, God gave the increase.
Yes.
And if you don't have God, you don't have nothing.
Yes.
And I told my people, you know what? They got a telephone and a song said, call him up.
Yes.
But I said, most of them, the bottom part works. The mouth. But the ear up here, you can't hear. In the book of Revelation, is it he that hath an ear? Did you ever look up what ear meant? Tell me. It used the term sheep. And the sheep don't tell the shepherd what to do. Whether you believe it or not, if we don't stay true to God, ain't gonna be no meeting in there, is there?
No.
heard a man saying 44 years, and I got 52.
Amen.
I'm 87.
Amen.
I said, boy, you dress clean. Why not? I belong to a king. I don't look like a bum. I'm looking like a king's child. I act like a king's child. I don't want to be a king's child. We got to get ready. Hear me? America's in trouble, going right down, and they don't care. Somebody got to make up their mind, let God be God. Help me, Jesus. I was functioning God in the 70s. He allowed me to see a demon. And he let my fist grow as big as this building, and I maced that demon out. Amen. That's when God showed me I could cast out devils, and I did.
Amen.
But when I first heard about this man, which I'm glad I heard,
amen.
I'm not against Brother Branham, but I'm against the people that make him God.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
He was just a man, born of a man and a woman.
Yeah.
That made him human.
Yeah.
But we had some that was in this message try to make you worship him.
Amen.
Sister Pam, stand up. We had another man in London drug her around for 7 years. Making her worship a man. Well, I'm here for the meeting in the air. I like that. We sing a little song. Don't it make you want to go home? All God's children get worried when they are home. Don't it make you want to go home? It said God sent a prophet. And he told us about the word. He told us that God was still the one to be heard. So believe the message and be saved today. It said Jesus Christ was still the only way.
Amen.
Some people are watching and waiting for the coming of the Lord. He promised to come back.
Yes.
Just like he did before. Amen. We got to hold on to God's mighty hand.
Yes.
Because in Christ Jesus, we can make our stand.
Yes.
We know the coming of the Lord is like a thief in the night.
Yes.
You better be ready if you're going to take your flight.
Yes.
God's getting up his people with his powerful hand. He's going to take us over to the promised land.
Yes.
Don't it make you want to go home? And don't it make you want to go home? All God's people get weary when they roam. Don't it make you want to go home? It's simple. Open up your mouth and say, don't it make you want to go home? Don't it make you want to go home? All God's people get weary when they roam. Don't it make you want to go home? Don't it?
Amen.
I'm tired of this whole world.
Amen.
Now what happened in this hour? Turn to Luke 19. Start with verse 41. This is Jesus talking to the Jews. Read it real loud.
And when he was
it out. Just wait a minute. Does this mic work? So everybody can hear.
Amen.
I'm going to talk Bible today.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
See?
Because we need it.
Yes.
We need to get back.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what the message was all about.
Amen.
Get back.
Yes.
What does repentance mean? Get back.
Yes.
The church of Ephesus. Aimed at unrelaxed.
That's right.
They said, you missed your... Yes. Not yet. We're going to say that. But he said, you left your first love.
Right. Amen.
Get back.
Amen.
I appreciate them.
Amen.
Yes.
Paul.
Yeah.
Went to the first star. From 50 Street to 170. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
The next one was Smyrna.
Yeah.
Called bitterness.
Yeah.
From 170 to 312.
Right.
I got them locked in, brother.
Amen.
See, when, amen, most people, when they heard this, all they could think about was a man.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Whether you want to say it or not,
true,
you got caught up in the man.
Amen.
You forgot about God.
Yeah.
But God saved me. Did he save you?
Yeah.
Is he saving you now?
Yeah.
Is Jesus Christ Lord?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. I have people hate me in London. I said, thank God for the favor. Because Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you.
Yes,
right. Well, I rejoice.
Right.
Three. This is what America did.
Saying, if thou hast known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace.
Peace, peace. We got trouble. Well, I'm telling you, I'm just bubbling over. Because from here, we can go to the Isaiah 37, speaking about Hezekiah, when Sennacherib, amen, wrote a letter and told his henchmen to go in there and tell Hezekiah he don't have a chance.
Right.
And Hezekiah said, oh my God, this is a day of trouble,
yeah,
a day of rebuke.
Yeah.
Even to the point, he said, the mother's ready to have a child and don't have strength to pull it, bring it forth. God help us.
Amen.
We love singing and we get all happy, but you never get happy when you hear the word. You never praise God. You never raise your hand. You're never glad you woke up in the morning. You're never glad that God helped you out of trouble. You're never glad when God does all these things for you. Amen. I ask my people, what are you here for? What are you here for? Yeah, I come preach today. Read on.
But now they are hid from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee,
uh-huh,
that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee.
See that? What? All these churches have shut down. Some of them don't even have preachers.
That's right.
It's piped into them. But you better be glad the doors are open here.
Amen.
Amen. You better be glad somebody's telling you about God.
Amen.
You better be glad you have an opportunity to watch the living God.
Amen. That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
What'd you do?
And compass the ground and keep the in on every side.
See that? There is so much unbelief in America. You think it's not bothering you, but it does.
Yes, it does.
Jesus said he couldn't do many mighty works because of the unbelief.
Yes, that's right. That's right. True.
Read on.
And shall lay thee even with the ground.
See that? And what does that mean? Everybody's in their flesh. You ain't nothing but dirt.
That's it. That's right.
Even God called you a worm. What are you going to do about that? Praise the Lord. So don't think any higher self you any higher than your brother.
That's right.
So we're going to go to that scripture too. What'd they do?
And thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation.
See that? America didn't know what Brother Branham came for.
Amen.
And so they begin to worship him instead of the God that sent him.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
If you know this, then amen.
Because
when they try to tell me, are you in the message? Yeah. Because John 1, amen. Not St. John, but amen. 1 John 1 and 5 says, and this is the message that we heard of him, that in God there is no darkness. I mean, it's all light. I'm glad that we had somebody, because Lord, after... See, I was blessed. The church in Lima, I didn't get these little paperbacks. They bought me boxes of the hardback books.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I read them all.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, I got some wings. I started sailing in the air because I knew my Old Testament. Mm-hmm. And I found out he was a typologist.
Yes, he was.
And I was a typologist.
Yes.
And everything just started opening up.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
Notice I said God sent a prophet. He brought the living word. And oh, he did this and he did that, and none of us followed what he said.
Amen.
Amen. He got upset and hurt at the end of his message. Some of you didn't even know that a year and 4 months he never heard a thing about from God. Did you read it? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll let you read it now. And so, they couldn't understand. This man fell apart. Well, what did you think? He had a bald spirit. Where did he get his spirit from? He got it from Elijah.
Right.
Hear me?
Right.
And just like God took it off of John. He took it off of Brother Branham. Some of you didn't know that. I let my people read it all. Oh, Lord. Read it right down there.
That's right here?
Yeah. I talked with my wife.
And I was talking with my wife. I said, honey, for about a year and 4 months, I haven't heard, knowed which way
to go,
to move. I said, I don't know what. She said, we was talking about the move. I said, I don't know what to do. I'm standing and I'm wondering, are we looking for, is it one great prophet of God? God's coming on the scene to blast the thing? Will it be publicly known?
There you go. Now, I didn't bring this to be malicious. I want you to understand what you're doing.
Amen.
If God is coming, he's coming for somebody that believes in him. Now, he did us good by sending this man. But you got caught up in that man. And when he died, amen, the rest of you died. Amen, I'm going to tell it. Amen. Ah, if you hate me, you just have to hate me. But the truth, what?
Will make you free.
I want to be free, don't you?
Yes, I do, brother.
It don't hurt because you find out something.
Right.
Just accept it and go on.
Right.
You're still alive.
Amen.
You still want to praise God.
Amen.
You still want to feel good.
Amen.
You still want to raise your hand.
Amen.
Give God glory now.
Amen.
Oh, boy. Somebody just sunk to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Oh, where'd you read that from? From Conduct and Order, huh?
Uh-huh.
And Doctrine of the Church,
right.
Volume 2.
Amen.
See, I read it all. Some of you just read the good parts. And they got caught up. Your pastor and I agree they got caught up in the miracles.
Amen.
The same way they did Jesus.
Amen.
He said, you just run after him and preach us in the nose.
Amen.
And I'm trying to save you.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen.
We missed our time.
That's right.
Amen. You're in America. You, amen, you're not in France or London, England, amen. You're in America. And you got to be an American. So we, amen, when Daniel prayed and he found out about Jeremiah 70 weeks, the Bible said he put away that book. And then he began to fast and pray. And he found out, Lord, we've sinned. Did you know when you come up, when I come up through Pentecost, I was in adultery? Yeah. Spiritual.
Amen. That's right.
Spiritual adultery. And you had to repent of that.
Amen.
And tell God, amen. I said, God, get everything about Pentecost out of me.
Amen.
And he did.
Amen.
What was wrong with Pentecost? See, I searched it out. Go to Leviticus 23, verse 17. Yeah. We're going to clear the air today. I'm trying to help you.
Amen.
What was wrong with speaking in tongues? It was baked with leaven. That's what he's going to read.
That's right.
It was a one-day service. It was a new offering Monday. Read it.
Ye shall bring out of your habitations two wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be out of fine flour. They shall be baken with leaven.
Leaven. What is leaven?
Right.
Tell me. It's sin.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
And so the Pentecost thought, amen, if they spoke in tongues, they were in heaven. But that was just a gift from God.
Amen.
That's all.
That's all.
I spoke in tongues.
Yes.
But Paul said one of these days, tongues going to stop.
Amen.
Tongues will deceive. Why? Because, amen, we only know in part, but he said perfection is coming.
Amen.
Ha! One of these days, God is going to get somebody out of here, and I hope I go. I hope you go. I hope all of you go.
Amen.
But if you're not ready, you're going to be down here.
That's right.
Amen.
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 That's right.
See, when God spoke to me, I said, what am I, Lord? He said, I'm one. Born out of seed.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Because my preacher didn't know what to do with me. Because I was fulfilling the Bible.
Right.
See, we forgot all about, amen. I told my people, I said, God showed us Christmas time by giving us gifts. Yeah. But I said, most people didn't open them.
That's it.
Amen.
Yeah. And so what did he say? There in the Laodicea church. He said, you need a cold in the heart. You know what I pray now, Lord? Send the fire. That's who they're going to get me off. Send the fire. But he looked down on us and he said, you say you're rich.
That's right.
You don't need nothing.
Right.
But he said, I looked at you real close. He said, you're wretched.
No.
You're miserable.
Well,
you're blind.
Right.
You're poor.
Right.
And you're naked.
Amen. That's right.
And I said, oh my God, I better do something about that.
Amen.
Amen.
And I did. This is crucial, people.
Amen.
We had a good time singing the songs.
Right. Amen.
Amen. We can have a good time now.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
And you got to get happy over the word.
Yeah.
You got to get happy because God saved you from a horrible thing that's coming.
Yeah.
He saved Lot, didn't he?
Yeah.
And we're just like Lot. We don't want to come out of the city.
Amen.
But the angels had to drag them out.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, my prayer this morning, I didn't want one angel. I said, God, send a million. I wanted to make sure I had enough coming down here.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, what did you say that for? Because God, everything in the Bible, you can back up with what you say.
Right. Yeah.
Because when it came time, amen, Elisha told the king, he said, you got to beat the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You only hit it three times.
Right.
You know, I used my cane to pray with. Mm-hmm. I pounded, boy. Right. I want it more than one time.
Yes, man.
I just wonder if we understand what we're doing in this hour. Because I'm finding, I told your pastor, the word understanding is important.
Yes, it is.
Now, we're trying to make Jesus king, aren't we?
Amen.
Go back to 1 Chronicles 12. Said that man, how does he know all that? It's in me.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Jesus cried one day. He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. For out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. This he spoke up, you know, because the Holy Ghost wasn't given. But one day, it fell, didn't it?
Amen.
Read. Verse 32 first.
And of the children of Issachar.
Now this is when the time of David was put out. They thought he wasn't any good, but God wanted him on the throne.
Amen.
Read it.
Which were men that had understanding of the times.
Oh my God. What?
Right.
You hear that?
Amen.
Had understanding of the time to do what?
To know what Israel ought to do.
To know what you ought to do.
That's right.
We're a pitiful sight for the young people.
That's
because we're not showing them nothing.
Amen.
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 I said amen.
Amen.
You act like you got something, but you don't show nothing.
Amen.
No wonder they're out there with drugs. Out there with every kind of thing you can think of. Because we don't stand up for God.
Amen.
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 Open your mouth and say amen.
Amen.
You're afraid to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
That's two of my boys. And a servant lives in Hilliards, and he goes to church too. I have a daughter that don't know. She has lupus. She's a fighter. And they ask her, how do you keep going? Because she's been near death 3 or 4 times. Out of her mouth said she, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I fear no evil. I said, listen to that. And she don't even go to church. She don't even profess God. But yet she's got a strong hope. That's what we need.
Amen.
This place ought to be on fire.
Amen.
You ought to call on your preacher till he preaches. Now let me tell you. I preached so hard 2 weeks ago. Sister Marvel, stand up.
Yes.
What did you say?
I said your face is the face of God.
All right.
Jesus.
She saw Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus. There's a man saw. Amen. See, I've been called after the spirit of Moses. And everybody told me, well, you think you're something, partner Red Sea and everything like that. Well, it took me a long time to find out what God did for Moses. It was to give him prayer. That's all it was.
Right.
He could get in between the people.
Amen.
And God.
Yeah.
And that's what my job is, get in between.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
God opened the Red Sea. Moses didn't. God made the heaven and the earth. Ain't no man made it.
No.
You didn't make it.
No.
How much do you love your preacher?
Amen.
How much do you pray about him? We had a powerful prayer before we left here. I'm telling you, God moved in the place.
Amen.
I'm making my boast in the Lord.
Because
I want to get out of here.
Amen.
I'm not playing around.
Amen.
Amen. And so he allowed me to manifest the gift. Praise God.
Amen.
I didn't ask for it.
No.
He just started giving it to me. So they knew the understanding. They knew what time it was. Now back up, read verse 23.
And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready, armed to the war, and came to David to Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word.
See
of the
that?
Lord.
Brother Branham came to help us to turn the kingdom back to Jesus Christ, because Methodist, Baptist, Pentecost, and everything else was controlled by man.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Call about God. But thank the Lord, he didn't forget about us.
That's right. Amen.
Huh?
Amen. No, he didn't.
Right.
Thank God.
Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Yeah, I'll read my Bible.
Amen.
Thank God I do.
Amen.
I'm no more than you are. He just made me a preacher.
That's right.
And a preacher's supposed to know what he's talking about.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes.
I can't handle what he puts in my mouth.
No.
There's no control of that, is there?
No, sir.
Verse 6. Now listen, talking about Paul talking about a man. Read.
And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written.
See that? We made a mistake. And all we got to do is say, Lord, I'm sorry. And turn around and start worshiping God.
Amen. That's right.
It's easy. Come unto me, all you that labor, heavy laden. What did he say? There you go.
That's right.
Humans make it so hard, don't they?
Yeah.
Was that all of it?
That no one of you be puffed up for one against another.
See that? And I found out through this man. Somebody was hating another man for 20 years. How do you do that? You're in God and you hate. You're in God and you get bitter. You know what I teach my people? Why get mad at nothing if God said man is lower than vanity? Now vanity's empty. How did God see you worse than that? See? I'm just telling you the truth. Song ain't going to get you out of here. Because I heard a song say, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Huh? There ain't nothing wrong with watching God, is there? I don't find no fault in Jesus. I'm glad he sent a prophet. I'm glad he brought the word. I'm glad he helped me. I'm glad he did everything. Amen. He endured. He was hurt. He said, I'm so misunderstood so many times. He said, last time I'm holding between two opinions.
That's right.
I don't know just which way to turn. Uh-huh. Well, you didn't read that, did you?
No.
Some of you be saying, well, I don't need a Bible. I've got the prophet. Well, the prophet's dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
I learned to hung up around there at Jeffers Mill, Indiana, around that tomb, hoping he would come around. Did you read what Peregrine did? Bringing Brother Branham's body back to Jeffersonville. He sat there, and he was looking for him to come up out any time. You read it. Some of you didn't read the books we read. Amen. Oh my goodness, what am I going to do now? Get a hold of God. It's simple.
Amen.
Get a hold of God.
Yeah.
I feel good about being here.
Amen.
I look forward to being here. I'm glad I'm here to tell you people, amen, the truth. I'm not telling you a lie. You better be glad you can hear this.
Yes,
right. We're all trying to get out of here. Oh, you were happy when you were singing about going in the air.
Right.
You ought to be happy now you hear the truth.
Yes.
Somebody say amen then.
Yes.
Oh, amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me show you another thing about a man. 1 Corinthians 2. What knoweth a man? Verse 11, I believe.
Yes. For what man knoweth the things of a man?
Right.
Read it real loud again.
For what man knoweth the things of a man?
Say what?
Save the spirit of man which is in him.
Yeah, that's all you know.
Come on.
Is what you learn from somebody else.
Somebody
that's all you know.
Come on.
You hear me?
Amen.
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 Thank you, brother.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
That's all you know.
All.
If God don't inspire you,
right. That's all you know.
No, no, no.
That's right.
No, no, no.
That's right.
Say the Spirit in it. And even the things of God knoweth no man what, but say.
Uh-huh.
Read it.
Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Now, where do I find an example for that? In the book of Job. Chapter 32. Where those three brothers were, man, they was giving Job a fit. But there was a young man around him, Eli. Amen. And he said, he told them, he said, you know what day should speak? And a multitude of years should teach wisdom.
Right. Amen.
But he said there's a spirit in man. And it takes the Almighty God to give him the inspiration.
Amen. That's right.
And he said, old men are not always wise, and new do they understand?
Right.
It takes God. It takes God. It takes God. It takes God. See, if we were all pulling on God, we'd have smoke in here. We're all pulling on God, but some of you are trying to digest this. Somebody, we should shut up. And everything going on in here, because all kind of spirits are in the air. What do you mean, preacher? Years ago, you looked at all the boys and they didn't tie their shoes. Where did that come from? It came from a spirit in the air. Look at all the women putting earrings in their nose and here and here. Where did that come from? The devil's on your back and you don't even know it. Well, okay. Can I come back?
Okay. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Preach.
Amen.
Thank you. Because we need to clear the air.
Yes.
Hear me?
Amen.
Come on, Lord. Jesus.
Do you know that he has to give a good report when he reports to God after he dies?
Yes.
And the Bible said he wants to give a good report. He don't want to go before God. I tried, Lord. Did you read it? Yeah. He's counting on you. Yeah, he's a good man. But he has a message. And he's trying to get you, amen, into the fold. And you're just a sheep. He's a shepherd. How do I know about sheep? I worked with sheep for 5 years.
Amen.
Right in the barn when the ewes were given lambs, I helped them.
Amen.
God had me on the farm. Way back there, making $26 a week. Working 6 in the morning till 6 at night. But he taught me of that.
Amen.
Some of you don't know. You see, the seed can't be sown in you till you get the Holy Ghost. But the man of God show you, yeah, you can walk in justification, and some of us do.
Right.
You just believe God. That he died for you. And he said some can walk in sanctification. You don't do no sin. You come to church. And then some of us, amen, get filled with the Holy Ghost and think it's going to, amen, keep you forever. But he said, every seed in me that don't bear fruit, I'm going to take it away. Y'all don't read your Bible, do you? Yeah. Amen. And so then some get the Holy Ghost and they let God lead them. which can lead me and guide me along the way. Oh, we just sing that so good. But when it comes to that, human is the most rebellious thing.
Yes.
Didn't James say that?
That's right.
Well,
said this thing set on fire from hell.
That's right.
He said everything God can control but your mouth.
Right. Amen.
Mm.
Well,
amen. See, yo, black men have a gift. I call it humming. Baptist, Methodist, Pentecost. Let me tell you that God rode on the wind. And I want you to know that this mighty God, he can do it all. Oh, Lord, help me right now. See, I want to do that. And God, he rebuked me and he said, be yourself.
Amen.
So I couldn't do it. But it sounded so good. Oh, Lord. Happy Jesus. Down here in trouble. See, I'm not a mean guy. I just tell the truth. You feel all right?
Yeah.
Amen. Because I love the Bible. I love the Bible. Amen. I did my part. Amen. There's my nephew, and there's his son, and their younger brother. When he was about like that, dying, and I took him upstairs, and I pulled the door behind me, and just like the Elisha, offered him up to God. I said, I'm not coming out till the boy's right. God touched him. I brought him back down, gave him back to mama. He's all right. Hear me? God done multiple things. Some of you don't know, God spared me when I was a senior in high school. I got two out of a Jeep going 60 miles an hour. I'm leaving. Don't remember when I went out and don't remember when I hit the ground. All I know is when I came to, I'm saying, where's my hat? Amen. But you know what? There's going to be more of us fall away. You know that. But I wanted a chance to tell you, put your trust in God.
Amen.
And I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in John. Through it all. Through it all. I learned to depend upon his word. And you got to remember, a lot of songwriters wrote good songs. Mm-hmm. And some of you sing to get happy, but that's not what the songwriter said. He said, I sing because I'm happy.
Amen.
I sing because I'm free.
Amen.
His eye is on the spell.
Amen.
And I know he's watching you.
Yes, he does. Amen.
God's on the throne, waiting for us to give him everything we got. You remember? Isaiah, he watched the king, didn't he? Isaiah prospered. He had everything he wanted. But when he died, he said, in the same year when Isaiah died, I also I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And he found out he was unclean. God put the coals on his lips. He was ready. God said, who can I send? Who go for me? He said, here am I. He was ready. We got to be ready. Amen. If you come here expecting, you're going to get it. Now, I had in mind to do something. I was going to have each one of you join another hand and then tell the Lord, said, give it to them. When I used to pray for people and still pray, I always tell God, kill me. So I know they get it. Because you got to learn to prefer your brother before yourself. Now, we hear this. Preacher tells you, but we got to do it. Amen. We got to get around to doing it. Amen. I want you blessed before me. Amen. I want God to visit you. Amen. And let's get a concern. Right. If we're going to be one, then we got to act like we're one. Amen. I'm not telling you nothing your preacher hadn't told you.
Amen. That's right.
I want God to give the increase.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. We need to increase.
Yes.
We need to come here like we know God's here.
Yes.
And what you trying to do to please him, that little bit we give him, amen. When they're in heaven, I've seen the 420 elders, praise God, cast their crown at him.
Amen.
And said, you're worthy, Lord.
Amen.
We ain't nothing but you're worthy.
Amen.
Is God worthy?
Amen.
Is God worthy?
Amen.
And Isaiah saw them beasts look at one another and kept saying, holy, 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 all day long.
Yes.
When we're going to do it.
Right.
Help your preacher.
Yeah.
Come in here. Don't act like, amen, you're important. You're not.
Amen.
Only God's important.
Amen.
Get behind your preacher and say, God, get a hold of him.
Yeah.
Let him bring the fire.
Yeah.
God, let him preach like he's a crazy man.
Yeah.
God, 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 do it all.
Amen.
You should be surprised.
Amen.
What God will do.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Amen. We let the world sing all them old songs and everything. They don't get nothing out of them, but they mean more than we mean.
Right.
Stand by your love. James Brown said, I feel good.
Yeah.
Do you feel good?
Yeah.
You sit here and can't even open your mouth? What's wrong?
Amen.
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 Preacher, preacher.
Yes, sir.
Make me on fire.
Yeah.
Let God get a hold of me, preacher.
Yeah.
Tell me something to jolt me.
Yeah.
Tell me something that'll make me move.
Yeah.
Tell me something to raise my hand.
Yeah.
Tell me something to stomp my feet.
Yeah.
Come on, preacher.
Yeah.
Come on, preacher.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of you.
Thank you. Amen.
God does all the work.
Amen.
He said, if be a willing mind.
Amen.
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 Help me, Jesus.
Yes.
I would go. The first church went to Lima. Amen. I'd done all these things in God. I've been taken out of my body. I seen Jesus. Put his hand on my shoulder. Because I was worried about that boy right there. And he took me up there, and I saw him put his hand on my shoulder. Didn't say nothing. But later on, I discerned. He would tell me, I already took care of that. See? When you don't understand at first, just wait on God. Amen. But they made me feel like, oh man, what have I got the wrong shoes on? I can't talk like they talk. But that same church, I prophesied to them, they closed down. They sold the church and turned into a skating rink. Call me up into Indiana. Amen. Because I always take God with me. I always take him.
Amen.
Got there. Man found me a place to stay. I came there the first night. I never seen so much confusion in all my life. The preacher, he had a problem. He wasn't even there. And so, man, I was preaching to the rug. I'm going to tell you what I know and what God did. So out of my mouth, I said, boy, I never seen a place like this. I said, I'm laying some landmines. That was my word. I come here Saturday night, same thing. I'm still laying them. But let me tell you, Sunday morning, when I got there, the people were crying and hugging one another, snotting and carrying on, confessing to one another. I didn't have to do a thing but stay with God.
Amen. That's right.
I went to Michigan. Because, see, they liked the fire in me. But I had the wrong fire. Because I would bust their bubble. I would look at them in the face and say, amen. When has God ever talked to you? He has me. How many did I tell, amen, about 3 weeks ago and everything came to pass? My people know. Oh, a big crowd. And a man from Africa preaching. Pitiful brother. I go down south. South Carolina. Preached in Columbia. Preached in Mullins. Preached in Wilmburg. Same thing. When I preached in Wilmburg, from the time I opened my mouth, the people stood up on their feet all through my message. They don't even know why they did it.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm telling you what God can do if you give over to him.
That's right.
And you don't think you're holding your pastor down, but you do. What did Paul say to the Corinthians? I couldn't give you meat. But you wasn't ready for it. All I can give you was milk. And some of us sitting here, that's all you can take is milk. You're not ready for the meat. You're not ready to go to war. You're not ready to take on the devil in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I can tell you a lot of stories, but I ain't going to take up all this time. Of the things that God allowed me to do. I've told you before, I go to Dayton. And there was an African brother that told Brother Seaford, he said, that man got something from the Lord. I didn't even know him, but we kept him in the home 4 days. Amen. And he told me all about the churches down south that Ichabod's on the door. See? The Africans, amen, they know what poor is. And they know what need is. We don't know what need is because we can go out and get it and grab a credit card and fill that thing out and then never pay it.
Right.
Amen. Amen. The old preacher said, now he stopped preaching in Midland. Ah, praise God. Woo. But it's the truth.
Amen.
I told God, I said, I'm going to pack him up, Lord. Amen. You don't think he gets tired? Yes, he does. You come and go, but he's tired. Lord, when? Lord, when? When? When am I going to see fruit? Every branch in me that don't bear fruit, I take it away. But if you bear fruit, he said, I'll purge it, and you can bring forth more fruit. You know what I tell them? If they get tired in my church, then you can go home.
That's right. Amen.
Man, you're sitting in front of the TV all day.
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Amen.
Woo.
That's right.
Amen. So, I preached about Moses. And so one lady in the congregation, I said, come up here. She got about as close as me to you. Something knocked her on the floor. Bam! The whole church ran out. Preacher and all. One person was left. I said, where'd they go? They got scared. See? Didn't know God. I found most of those preachers never read the Old Testament. There's where God is. There's where Paul got his information from. Hear me? I went over to Reynoldsburg, that's outside of Columbus. And all they could tell me is that, well, you know, Lincoln made you free. See how much they know about God? They got in this message, but they didn't know what they were getting into. In that message with God. In that message with power. In that message with deliverance. In that message with a move. And there's still a move. We're going to get out of here, brother. We're going to get out of here. I'm not waiting around on you. I'm going. You want to stay here? Stay here. But I'm getting out of here. I'm tired of this whole world. I'm tired of the devil. I'm tired of being hindered. I'm tired. I want God. I want God.
Thank you.
Amen. I'm going to tell you one more thing. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, I'll show you why Jesus had to come and come to the Jews first. He said, if a man have two wives, some of you know it, but some of you don't. If a man have two wives, 14, 15, 16. If he have two wives, he hates one and he loves the other. Because second we call beloved.
Yeah.
And that's all you're called.
Amen.
Throughout the Old Testament, you're the beloved.
Amen.
Like the prophet had to bring out. I didn't know it. Abraham was a Gentile before he was a Hebrew. And so, Jesus come to give them the double portion, didn't he? Yes. Mm-hmm. He healed the sick. He fed them. He raised the dead. Mm-hmm. Now, Paul said the same thing. Go to Acts chapter 13, and verse 46. He said it was needful for me to come to you first.
Right.
Why? He knew the Old Testament.
Amen.
The Jews get it first. They're the firstborn.
Amen.
God just wanted us. Brother Adam called it token, didn't he? Yeah. See? A lot of people didn't know what token was. Well, nah. There ain't no half of the things he talked about. Did they? That's the truth.
Amen.
You had to read, and then you had to have God's mind.
That's right. Amen.
You didn't have God's mind, you didn't even know nothing about what he was saying.
That's right. That's right.
And that young man that led Sister Pam around was mean, evil, forcing people get mad if you didn't worship Brother Branham. I told him something from the beginning. The wife's a witness. Things I got from God. He had to come to my house and confess to me. What you said was right. What you told about me was right. Amen. Read about verse 46.
Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you.
See that? That's because the Old Testament said the Jews get it first.
Amen.
Israel is my firstborn.
That's right. Amen.
See? And that's what Brother Branham came for before I ever heard him. God told me that we were eating from the hidden manna. Mm-hmm. And after I heard him, Lord have mercy, did I ever get hungry?
Ever did.
Right. And I've been eating ever since.
Amen.
Yes. All of them things, I could show you type after type in the Bible. But this is enough. It was necessary, see? Why? Because God made it that way.
Right.
Now, with Brother Branham, he had a borrowed spirit on him. Y'all think he was going to live forever, but just like he took it off of John, he took it off of Brother Branham.
That's right.
He had to give it back to Elijah because he's going to borrow it once more for Revelation 11.
Right.
Even the prophet said he comes five times.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. So I'm not giving you nothing new. No. I am watering what he's been planting.
Amen.
But some of us have not been paying attention.
Come on, that's right.
You hear me?
Amen.
You think as long as you got Brother Branham, you're all right.
Amen.
But you're still behind.
Amen.
You need to catch up.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
Catch up.
Yes.
And all you got to do is repent. Say, Lord, I don't know nothing. I tell him that all the time.
Yeah.
Even when I know it, I don't know nothing, Lord.
Yeah.
You're the mighty God.
Yeah.
You're the great God.
Yeah.
You're the creator.
Yeah.
You're the provider.
Yeah.
You're the God of all. Amen.
Yeah.
Did not you, Lord, save me?
Yeah.
Amen.
Could I try to practice praying like them old ones? When Ezra began to pray, he said, Lord, we are a mess. He felt so bad, he said, I don't even want to even lift my head. Amen. And let me tell you, America is a perfect type of Israel. I told them people, I'm closing. I said, you know something? Let me say this before Brother Branham came back, 1963, to open up the seven seals and the church ages, there were seven angels visited him. I saw that picture blown up, and the lead angel had a sword in his hand. On the book of the magazine, Look, there was that ring. I said, woo. There was a man that went up in the mountains. He was a brother from Lima. Stayed 40 days. 40 nights. Come back almost crazy. Yeah, he did. But when he left his house, there was nothing in it. But when he came back, there was a dove. I saw that dove. God does miraculous things. We haven't seen nothing yet. Last week, we prayed so hard, my women pushed me. They got to get to the church. Lord, have mercy. Half an hour before we have a start, you know. Prayers, amen. We push back from 5 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And now, amen, they're ready to go at 3:30. Got to get there. But I made a vow to God. I don't care if they push it back to 2 o'clock. They ain't going to outpray me. They ain't going to outpray me. I told God, amen, 50 years ago, no woman will outpray me. There was a preacher. Lord, I could just keep you here for another hour telling you the things that God, not no man, God did in my life. Before I even knew what prayer was, I'm just calling up. There's a preacher said, called us up to the altar and preaching me about. He said, brother, he said, I've never heard a man pray like that. He said, I don't know you, but yet I do. He knew me by the Spirit. And all I've endeavored to do was just stay with God.
Amen.
We're loners there in London. They don't like us. Praise God, that's all right.
Amen.
See? And whether you believe it or not, I prayed real hard to connect with this man. And I'm not going to let nobody come in between me and him.
Amen.
Because the Lord showed me a long time ago, we don't have fellowship. We don't love one another.
Come on.
Amen. You don't care about your neighbor. You don't care about the deacon. You don't care about the priest. You come in and sit, you listen to him, and then you run out of here.
Come on, talk about it.
Somebody know it's true.
Okay.
Amen. I just told my brother in Iowa, that's the wrong word. He said, show me where, he said, I know David apology. I said, there ain't no apology in God. You got to repent.
Amen.
I said, that's the wrong word.
Amen.
He wants you to repent. That means you turn and go back.
Amen.
That means you quit what you're doing.
Amen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. I don't do it. You got to be like Hezekiah. He turned his back to the wall, and Brother God said, I seen your tears. He cried about it.
Yes. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So, God is looking down on us. Each and every one of us. And you think that little thing you do is enough, but no. How can you give God enough? When he said all the sacrifices you could come up with wouldn't be enough. Amen. Would it?
Nope.
So get out of your head, you're something.
Amen.
You're nothing. And I'm saying that in love. I'm saying that because I care.
Amen.
In Pentecost, amen, that preacher walked around with a finger in the book and don't even know what the book says.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
We come up the hard way.
Yes,
when the wife and I got, I said I was going to shut up, didn't I?
All right. All right.
When the wife and I got saved, the building was horrible. We went in, began to clean it up. You know, somebody got jealous, and the pastor made a stop. Restroom was filthy. We started cleaning up. The rooms looked terrible. We bought the paint. They didn't do, nothing. But they stopped us. Oh, yeah. Y'all don't know what's going on. I don't have a ring. Needed a wife. They told God, take them off. Mm-hmm. Obey them, have rule over you. But I didn't read the other scripture. Obey them, considering this, see their conversation.
Right.
And I had to learn that. They pushed us around, but I kept praying. Kept praying.
Mm-hmm.
Till God told me, sit down. Get out of everything. Amen. That was the best day of my life.
Amen.
And didn't God tell these people, come out from among them. They always thought I was talking about the sinner. No. Come out among religious people.
Amen.
People that think you got God.
Amen.
People that sit and just look at you.
Amen.
They ain't got nothing in them. Because you got God, you're going to respond to me.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Either that or you don't know the truth.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, the truth. And you know the reason why the writer didn't use set? But set, you can't get away from that. He said make. Make is a continuous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm crazy about words.
Amen.
That's the wife. Coming up, I had a 5,000 word vocabulary. Listen to them. Man, I said, I ain't going to let nobody throw nothing by me. I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, know what egregious means. This means bad. I mean, you know what physiognomy means. How many of you know what docile means? Flamboyant. See, we know some of them. This preacher's not a dummy. I've been around the block a couple times. Woo! Do you feel good?
Yeah!
I didn't hear it. Let me hear it.
Yeah!
All right.
Yeah.
Woo!
Amen.
Yeah. Now we know what we got to do.
Amen.
See? Feel just as good about the word as you do about the music. Now I'm going to tell you something. Music brings up devils. Oh, yeah, it does. Amen. Because the flesh just loves to feel good. Don't. Amen. So, I've helped somebody today. I praise the Lord for it. Remember one thing. Like the songwriter said, only what you do for Christ. Yeah. Only what you do will be counted in the end. Amen. So, did I put enough water on it? Now we want God. Now we're going to look for God to give the increase. So let's look at it. We could all do better. Every one of us do all do better. Amen. No, that's enough. I'm going to tell you another story. Amen. The road I've been, you've heard the song, the road gets rough and the going gets tough. I've been through it. In that little town of London, you'd be surprised of the evil that we have to fight there.
Right. Right.
This young man there, stand up. He come and going. He was looking for. He was looking for God. So he thought he had enough ammunition to take me down. But when God got done with him, amen. We put him down in water, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord filled him with the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Been 9 years. Amen. So, amen. So, when I came up out of the water, I told God, because I was tired. And I said, whatever, Lord. I didn't know what I was saying. Whatever, Lord, I'll do it. But I told my preacher that too. I said, if he tells me jump these seats, you're going to see me do it. And so he tried me. One Thursday night, Bible study, go out and pray for it. That's you, Lord. I'm like Samuel. I mean, yep, I went up and prayed for him, and Lord have mercy. God shook him. And the old people said, well, we haven't had a spirit like that forever in here. And that was just a start. God did miraculous things. So let me pray. I'll get down for a minute. Father, look upon us, Lord, as a weak vessel, not knowing too much, but you know everything. And you told us, Lord, that all we had to do was trust you. And you would make it right. You understood from the time that you created the heavens and the earth that man would be weak and he would rebel. Without you, Lord, we're finding it to be true. We need your help. So, Father, send the angels here. And let them encamp about these people. That we'll rise to the occasion and show the devil you haven't won. when Jesus come up out of the grave, he said, death, where's your sting? Grave, you didn't get the victory. Hallelujah. And Paul cried out, that who will deliver me from this whole body of death? I thank God, Jesus Christ, my Lord, he's going to do it. And I know you will, Lord. If I'm allowed to come back, Lord, I'm going to see a change. Woo! Woo! I'm going to see a move that I hadn't seen before. And you're going to bless the preacher, Father, because I'm giving him my blessing today. Whatever you have for me, it's going to him. And I believe it'll be something, Lord, that he's never had before. I believe, Lord, that somebody's going to say, it's time. We turn back to the Lord. It's time we do what God tells us to do. It's time to mount up. We're going to fly like eagles. We're going to get out of this place. So, Father, be merciful. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ. We say amen. God bless you. Yeah, I'll take your hand. Let me step down here first.
Amen. God bless you, brother. I'll take all this off for you.
God is good. Did you want some water? You didn't drink a bit of water. You go all day without it. God bless Brother Peterson. You know, I respect my elders. He's been this thing a long time, and he knows what he's talking about. And I was thinking, he and I went and had lunch, I don't know, a week ago or so, and he told me, he said, you know, God left Brother Branham. And, you know, that's a shocking statement if you just take it at face value. And I listened. I was like, okay, because I know Brother Peterson knows what he's talking about. He's my elder. He's my brother. And I said, okay. And he told me the thing wanted me to read. So I left there, and I was going home. I said, Lord, now I know Brother Peterson loves you. And I said, what does he mean by that? You know what God was telling me while I was driving home, before I even got home? Because I was going to look it up and do all this, and I didn't do none of it. I was driving along, and he said, he's talking about the change of the ministry. And then he gave me the scriptures. He says, you know, Malachi 4, he was going to come, and he was going to restore all things. And this is what God's telling me about. He's explaining to me, Brother Peterson. He says, God restored all things under Malachi 4, and Elijah, the spirit of Elijah, was on Brother Branham up to a point. And that's what he said, and that was the change of the ministry. And I'm like, oh, that's why I never looked it up. He told me. He said that was the change of the ministry from Brother Branham to the Lord himself. And that's why Brother Branham was confused and trying to figure out what was going on, because he realized that his job, he told Branham Tabernacle, he said, Branham Tabernacle, we've come as far as we could with the written word. That there's something else we've got to get. There's some hidden mysteries. And see, those hidden mysteries didn't come by Malachi 4. Those hidden mysteries didn't come by Elijah. So the ministry of Elijah was done. When the word was restored, the ministry was done. And the Lord himself had to descend from heaven with a shout. The shout that came in 1963 wasn't Brother Branham. And see, that's why they didn't like Brother Childers. Because when Brother Childers in 78 told them that out in Arizona, they didn't even know there was a change in the ministry. They thought Brother Branham, the prophet, was infallible. They thought he couldn't make a mistake. They thought he was never wrong. Brother Branham was wrong many times. Brother Branham said, I was going to come out here and I was going to preach the seals, and I was going to come here and I was going to make a terrible mess. Because I was going to come out, he was going to come out and use his thinking on it. But he said, but when the angel comes in, and when the angel corrects you, you got to go with what the angel says. So Brother Branham wasn't infallible. Matter of fact, Brother Branham had a progressive ministry. He learned just like we do. We come to this message knowing nothing. And we learn, and we learn, and we learn, and we'll learn until we get our body changed. You say, if you learned it all, then your body would already be changed. So we'll keep learning. But God talked to me on the way home from London that day, because I said, now I know Brother Priest is not crazy. So God explained to me what he was saying. Because see, sometimes terminology, since we come from different ways, we get things. And the first thing people do is cut you off. They don't even hear you out. See, I learned that on the Brother Childers. Brother Childers told me many revelations. And first thing I'd say is, okay. And I have to go and talk to the Lord about it. And the Lord explained what Brother Childers says. So when Brother Peterson, you know, God left Brother Branham, I said, now, I know Brother Peterson believes in eternal security. So he's not saying that the way it's sounding. So I know he don't believe that Brother Branham lost the Holy Ghost. But it's the change of ministry. Amen. That's what Brother Peterson was explaining. It's a change of ministry. But you can't tell that to the people in this message. That's why you by yourself. That's why we by ourselves. Because we know that the ministry changed in 63. We know that Brother Branham's ministry ended. And the Lord himself come down here and start. Now, see, our uniting isn't with Brother Branham. Our uniting is with the word itself. The Lord, and it's not even enough to have the 1,000 books of Brother Branham. Because you can have all these books and not have a revelation. You can have the books and not have an understanding. It takes the Lord himself to come and personally reveal himself to you. And so what he does, he took what was restored. If all you got is a restored word, you don't have enough. That's what Branham Tabernacle messed up. They thought they had enough. Brother Branham said, we don't have enough. We need those hidden mysteries. And those hidden mysteries are only revealed by the Lord himself. If you get it today, it's going to be because of the Lord himself. If you get a revelation today, it's because you got a personal relationship with the Lord himself. Malachi 4 is done. Restoration is done. The job of Elijah is done. Was that what you were saying? He does. He does. That's, you have to stop. That's why Brother Branham even used the term the token. Brother Branham knew the Holy Ghost was the Holy Ghost. But because we all thought we had the Holy Ghost, he had to use a different term. Because if he called it the Holy Ghost, everybody said, well, I got it. But he said, we got to get the token. And that makes you start digging a little bit, saying, okay, what is the token? And we start out talking about, we got the Holy Ghost, but now I got to get the token. But then when you get the Holy Ghost, you found that the Holy Ghost is the token. And I never had it in the first place. That's like when I come from apostolic. I come here with my tongues. I spoke in tongues. I did those things. I know about the shoes with no toes in them and not wearing those shoes and having the right clothes and not wearing jewelry and not doing that. Yeah, got to have long sleeves to preach and everything. I know all about that. But when I come to the message and I heard the word and I did just what you did, Lord, you know, if they lied to me about the tongues, and they did, they told me that was the initial evidence of the Holy Ghost. He said, God comes in as the initial evidence of speaking in tongues. And I thought that was the word of God. Till I come here and Brother Judah said, that ain't the word of God. I said, yes, it is. He said, go home and read it. I went home and I went to Acts 2. I read around 38. I read 34. I read 39. I looked, I said, where is it? I know it's in here because they told me that the whole time. And come to find out, it's not even in there. So then I was like you, Brother Peterson. I was like, well, if they lied to me about that, they lied to me about whatever. And I come back to Brother Childers and I said, if they lied to me about Acts 2:38, I can't trust a thing they said. So I'm going to throw the whole thing out and say, God, just start over. Start over. I don't, like you say, I don't know nothing. I don't have no revelation. I don't have nothing. God, you come and you, I'm a blank slate. I'm like that whiteboard. You just erase everything I think it is off. As Lord, you put on there what you want on there. And that's where he started with me. Start revealing himself to me personally. And then as he started revealing to me, I started talking to the congregation and say, hey, this is what God said to me. This is how God revealed this to me. So he'd been talking to me the whole time. And I'd get up and they'd get mad. Because I'd only been here a couple of weeks. And they thought, well, who is he? He don't know nothing. We got all the message book. He don't even have the message book. He don't have this. He don't have that. He didn't hunt with Brother Branham. He didn't fish with Brother Branham. He didn't this and he didn't that. And all I was, a little 21-year-old, 20-year-old, all I knew is what God revealed to me. And if you talk from where God reveals to you, you'll never get off the Word of God. Because God won't reveal nothing but His Word. So when I'm dealing with the Word of God and I'm dealing with a man of God, I say, now I know He knows what He's talking about. That's what I did with Brother Peterson. I said, now I know He knows what He's talking about. But Lord, what does He mean? And God explained to me what you meant. And I said, oh, that's why I never looked it up. I didn't need to look it up. I drove on home and didn't worry about a thing. I said, oh, I know what he's talking about. He's talking about the change of the ministry. And the Malachi 4 and Elijah's ministry is over. And Brother Branham was saying, oh, I don't know what to do. You know why he didn't know what to do? Because he knew that it was not him. It was no longer him and his ministry. It was the Lord himself on the scene. And he wasn't in control of that. That was God himself talking to us. And that's why you got to get with the Word. Don't get just with Brother Branham. It's not enough to call Brother Branham your prophet. It's not enough to say, I've been to Jeffersonville. I've been there at Easter time when they all gather around the pyramid. And look, because they're expecting him to push that thing aside and come out of there. I always use the scripture that Jesus used. You know, I love the Word. Because it always gives you the answer to everything. There's an answer to everything. You know what the Bible says? Even if one would come back from the dead, they wouldn't believe him. I don't care if William Branham's come up to, out of the grave in Jeffersonville, the first ones he would rebuke is Jeffersonville. They wouldn't believe him if they heard him, if he come back. So I know God's not bringing him back because they wouldn't believe him anyway. It's not a fact that they need a prophet. It's a fact that they need a revelation. They need a new birth. They need an understanding. And without an understanding, you don't have nothing. When the rapture happened, that pyramid's going to still sit in Jeffersonville and they'll still gather. And we'll be gone. Won't it be wonderful there? Yeah. Having no burdens. Come on, musicians. Having no burdens to bear. Brother Peterson, I thoroughly enjoyed you. I thoroughly enjoyed you. I loved your congregation coming. And sometimes people sit back because they don't know. See, they don't know you like I know you. And you throw some things. See, I've been used to Brother Childers. Brother Childers threw curveballs all the time. When you think you know how to hit, you get up there and you're getting ready to hit, he'll throw a curveball. And you swing and miss it. It's like, and say, that's what people don't understand. Brother Peterson, he'll throw a curveball. He's trying to see what's in you. You don't have to be scared of him. He loves God. He's a man of God. He's a preacher. He's preached for forever. And so he'll come in here and he'll look at y'all. And where y'all sitting here trying to figure him out, he ain't worried about y'all figuring him out. He get up here and do this. And some of y'all swinging and missing. And you're sitting there like this and trying to figure him out. Just eat the Word. He's giving you the Word of God. Ask God to reveal it to you. That's what you need to do, is ask God to reveal it. You're not, if you understood it all, you wouldn't need to come here. Oh, my. Amen. Well, wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me. He's my counselor. Prince of Peace. Mighty God is He. Not only did He save me, but He's keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer.
Bless His name.
Praise His name. And it's not Brother Branham. It's always been the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't forget tonight, Bible study tonight at 7. Come expecting and see what God has in store for us. Thank you, Brother Peterson, for taking the time to come. Appreciate it. You did a good job. And oh yeah, by the way, you are welcome back. Anytime. I always tell him, I say, he's my elder. I said, I don't care what, if I got something studied up, because he told me he was coming. And I told him we're taking pictures on the tent. He said, well, I'll call you. And I'm like, oh, Lord, is he not going to come? So I had something I could preach today, but I ain't worried about it. I said, if he comes, he's got it. If he don't come, then I got it. But I tell him, I said, anytime you come, you don't even have to give me notes. Just show up and it's yours. That's what I do with my elders. I mean, if he didn't know nothing, he's just an old man that's dumb, I wouldn't give it to him. But if an elder with a revelation and know the Bible and can preach, it's his. So I appreciate you coming and bringing your group. Come back anytime. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my counselor, Prince of Peace. The mighty God is he, for he is saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Oh yes, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is me. He's my counselor, the Prince of Peace. The mighty God is he, for he has saved me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Oh, praise him, I will praise him, I will praise him in the morning. I'll praise him in the noon, I will praise, yes, I will praise him, I will praise him when the sun goes down. Oh, let us praise. Yes, I will praise him. Oh, I'll praise him in the morning. I'll praise him in the noon. I will praise. Yes, I will praise him. I will praise him when the sun goes down. Oh, let us praise him.
I will praise him in the morning. I'll praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Just praise him. Praise him when the sun.
You're dismissed.